save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by Roofers and Waterproofers Local 11, Smart 265, Mr. Floor, and Mag Erad. And if you're wondering what Mag Erad is, that's to clean your water heater, something nobody ever does, but yet should be doing at least every 2 years or so. We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And of course, you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Thanks, Will.
Thank you,
and if you want to help out and support the show, you can always go to Patreon, patreon.com/Mighty House. And every month we're having a Klein Tool giveaway. This month is the Klein Tool Hybrid Pliers, which we were talking about last hour a little bit. So go to patreon.com. There's a picture of them right there. And sign up. It's $1 a month. And you'll be entered in for a chance to win those. Drawing will be, I believe, Monday, which will be the first. And then we're going to have a new Klein
Tool.
And then we're going to have a new Klein Tool for the month of October. And I think it's going to be one of those touchless testers that you can use. It's like you turn it on, and if you just hold it close to electrical work, it goes deep, 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 deep. So it lets you know if something's got electricity in or not, if it's hot.
Oh, Klein, you're such a tool.
Oh. Who is that sitting across from me?
Hey, Will, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, guys.
Will, if you follow us on the Facebook, he's always giving us good pictures. Will Decker, it's Decker Home Services, is that correct?
Inspection Services, yeah.
Inspection Services. And Will does a lot of home inspections and that kind of stuff, and not just new homes or people buying and selling homes, but if somebody's got a problem with their house, they're not quite sure, you know, should I call a roofer? Should I call a mason? Who should I call? You know, if you call a roofer, they're going to have a roofing fix. If you call a mason, they're going to have a mason fix. If you call Will Decker, he's going to tell you what's wrong with it and tell you it's a plumbing problem.
I don't care if the house is the best built in the world or the lousiest. I get paid the same.
Right.
So I don't have any, you know, dog in that fight.
You right.
And home inspectors in general, think of us
correct
as diagnosticians, you know.
Right. Yeah. So if you've got that, you're not sure what's going on with your house, we want to know why, you know, you got moisture problems, which seems to be probably a very common issue that you guys
are always
getting called in on, call your local home inspector. And then what's the association? The
National Association of Certified Home Inspectors, NACHICHICAGO.org. And you can just find an inspector there. It's listed by the town in the area.
Correct. Yeah. So,
if you want to become one, they have good monthly pizza parties.
Right. And
I'm angling for an invite.
And the thing is, too, if you hire anybody from that site and they don't do a good job, just let me know because I know them all. I'll give them a tune-up, you know?
Yeah, but that's not just Chicago, but that's across the country.
Well, yeah, it's an international association.
Right.
NACHI.org is the master.
Right.
So you're the fixer.
Pardon?
You're the fixer.
The fixer.
You're the guy. Yeah. If you guys don't do a good job, you're the fixer.
I got a guy.
Yeah.
You're the guy.
I got a guy.
You're the guy. You know? You're the guy they answer to.
Right.
That's the thing, too. The reason you refer people is to make you look good, you know.
Right, right.
So anyway.
And that was the voice of Lisa Albrecht, Albright Solar, and she's sitting in for Rich today. So appreciate you spending your time with us again, Lisa.
Well, really, I'm just Robbie's cohort.
Is that
sitting
what it
in
is?
For Rich is a whole different ball of wax. I'm not qualified for that.
Okay.
But you get to say so there's three Mighty voices. House. You get
if
to say
I remember.
Yeah. Okay, so Will had a blog page we saw, and I thought, oh, that sounds like a decent talk.
I'm very excited. So 10 things.
So you've got your top 10 list from your experience of doing home inspections.
Yeah, that's top 10 things that are commonly seen that are dangerous as heck. Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, just keep, you got to, you keep rolling. You just talk right over them.
Anyway, so they're dangerous as hell, but they're very easy to fix usually. In Illinois, there's a, the home inspector law has a definition called significantly deficient, which is a system, item, or component that either doesn't work or poses significant risk of personal injury or property damage because it's damaged, deteriorated, improperly installed, or changes in national construction standards.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these things are stuff that was old that was acceptable at one time, but now it's not.
Okay.
And we can
sure.
go through the
Give
list.
Give me number one.
Number one is bare bulb light fixtures.
Everybody has them in their closet.
Yeah.
I mean, Robbie, look at that. Boom, yeah. Right away she knew exactly where it was.
Just your typical...
I've been on the show for a while.
Porcelain or plastic light fixture. They'll start fires. You know, you stick a bunch of comforters on your top shelf, you start a fire. With the complex fluorescents now, you break them and you got a, you know, mercury decontamination job.
Right.
Just get something that protects the bulb. You can go to Menards and get a, you know, $15 fixture with a glass thing. Replace it. It's not hard to do. It's a handyman job.
Right. And now they also have LED lights that you can just plug in, right?
Sure.
Instead of, you know, you take that fixture down, you wire up this little LED thing, and right. It looks like a can light almost. They're an inch thick.
Like a little puck light. Yeah.
Yeah, and you just put those up there. It's done. And it's very, very simple, and it's not, there's no heat off of
you
them.
You said wire it up.
Wire it up. Yeah, boom, done.
I don't know how to wire things up. I want something like, I tried those like stick 'em. Those don't work for nothing.
Well, they're battery operated.
Yeah, they don't work for anything. So when you say wire one up.
Sure. You have to, you pull it down. You take the.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead, Will.
I mean, you can hire a handyman for that or a licensed certified supervising electrician,
yeah.
As we know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just a dangerous thing, and we see it all the time. Number two is dishwashers drain to disposers. Why the heck the disposer manufacturers have that little spigot sticking out? I don't know, because you're not supposed to do that.
Go ahead, ask the question,
Wait,
Robbie.
Explain that? Yeah.
You have a disposer, and on the top of the disposer underneath the sink, there's a little spigot sticks out.
Yeah, that little
And people spigot. Always hook the dishwasher up to that. You're not supposed to do that, because you're going to get backflow from the disposer into the dishwasher, which can cause problems. Or if your drain for the disposer backs up, you just spray dishwasher stuff all over your ceiling. Technically, in Chicago, if you have... Two things sink. One of them has a disposer. One of them has a drain. And then you have a dishwasher. You should have three P-traps underneath your sink, a P-trap for each one. Now, if I just see the disposer going to a tailpiece, I'm not going to hassle with it. But, you know, everybody does it. It's not going to be a problem.
Right.
But
that's fairly common. But that's something that's starting that even the plumbing inspectors wouldn't call out, but they are starting to call it out now, too.
The plumbing inspectors usually just do the rough. They're not there when the finished stuff is done. And the thing is, there's a large appliance installer in this area, which I will not mention.
Uh-huh.
I did an inspection for one of the owners.
Right.
And I mentioned to him, their installer's doing this. Their installer's not putting on anti-tip brackets. Their installer's using the wrong kind of vent hoses for dryers.
Yep.
And he said, well, who are you to tell me what to do? And I says, well... If ever there's a lawsuit against you now,
right.
I have to say that I told you about this. So right.
Can you just say I'm Will Decker? Can you just say I'm Will Decker?
I'm Will Decker.
I'm Will Decker. Decker. Yeah.
Don't you know who I am?
Hey.
I'm Will Decker.
Who are you?
Who are you,
right.
guy? You
know? Right. People know your name in public.
Anyway.
Yes, Robbie.
I just want to say, you were saying about who are you, you're Will Decker. Lisa, not you, Lisa, says hello, or it says hello. And Ed says, love Will Decker. He did my home inspection. It was amazing. Both my lawyer and the realtor said it was the most in-depth report they've ever seen.
See?
So right now, just three comments for you.
That's my point.
You got to dazzle him with BS. No, I'm just...
Don't say that.
I know.
But, I'm just saying, you walk in the door and people are like, Will's here, Will's here, Will's here.
Well, I know our reach. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, that's okay. He's paid all those people to say that, but that's good.
Best
the check is in the mail, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, could I continue? Or is,
yeah, no, keep going. Give us one more. We got about a minute left.
Sure. Number four is decks. Couple things with decks. You got to have the handrails going around. You got to have the balusters, the vertical rails.
Every 2 feet, right?
Yeah, and they, no, every every 3.5 inches. Basically, it's the size of a baby's head, the size of my fist.
Right.
And they should be on the inside of the rails, not the outside. You lean against them, they pop out, boom, you got a problem. So, you know, that's the little things. Number five, or number four here is improper dryer vent hoses. If it's a slinky with foil on it or a slinky with vinyl on it, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to catch lint. You're going to have a house fire. I actually had a house fire in my house.
Really?
One of those, because I just didn't think about it. You got to have a corrugated, aluminum corrugated, stainless steel, or solid galvanized.
And you should be running 4-inch solid galvanized
right
to the dryer so that the final connection is, you know, maybe a foot or two, just so that you can move the dryer out of the way. The rest of it should all be in hard pipe. And you'll see, like Will says, that slinky goes from the dryer, goes up across the basement and out a window 30 feet away. Mm. The dryer's not going to work very efficiently, and you're going to have a lot of problems
with
it.
And clean it every now and then.
We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
Mighty House. Whoa!
Mighty House. Yeah.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 877-711-5611 and get advice from the experts themselves.
This is Mighty House.
You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you want to sign up for the newsletter, we send that out every week, letting you know what's going to be on the show. Go to mightyhouse.net, click on the Contact Us page, fill out the form. Boom, done. You're taken care of right there. You know what's happening every week. And you'll have a link to all of the guests and information that we'll be talking about. So, I mean, that almost sounds like show prep. And everyday mistakes are made by untrained employees and unlicensed contractors who take advantage of homeowners who are looking for a good deal and to save a few bucks. Roofers and Waterproofers Local 11 contractors put their customers first by employing men and women who go through extensive hands-on, classroom, and on-the-job training. And the difference between a union contractor and a non-union contractor is the fact that the union contractor is a contributing contractor, which means the union contractor invests in his employees' training, family health care, retirement, and professional standing in the industry. So if you're looking for a contractor to choose, choose union labor and be a part of the solution. Visit rooferslocal11.org for more information. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611, and you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Gave you a little hesitation there.
I was ready for
you. Yeah, you were. You were. Well, we've got Lisa sitting in for Rich today. And say thanks, Lisa, for stopping in once again.
Thank you very much.
Always fun.
And we're also joined by Will Decker, Decker Home Services and Inspection Services. He's tweeting right now or something.
Okay.
So, and we're going over his top 10 list of things that he sees when he does a home inspection, and I think we've got down to number 5, right?
Number 6.
Okay, so now we're going to get the last.
Dex was.
So if you missed it, you're going to have to go back and watch, just listen to the podcast, or you can rewind it on the Facebook and watch.
Or you
listen
can
there.
You can go. The Mighty House Show has a link to the blog.
Yes.
Also, you can go to my website, DeckerHomeServices.com. Look under white papers. I got a bunch of articles there that I write.
Yes. A lot of good information there, too. So
yeah.
It's a good resource.
My dad said, free advice and worth every penny.
Yes.
Anyway.
So. Yeah. Yes.
Sounds like something you'd say, Ron.
Yeah. I might steal that, yes.
Yes. So, yeah.
Okay, so number 6.
Plagiarism is the highest form of flattery.
Flattery, exactly.
Number 5, actually. Number 5 is something we see all too often, and it's very dangerous. No anti-tip bracket on a stove.
Yep.
Now, a stove...
What do you mean, yeah? What's an anti-tip bracket?
An anti-tip...
Oh, come on. We all know what that is.
No. Try talking in the microphone.
I did.
Oh.
It's a bracket on the wall or on the floor behind the stove that either the stove feet stick into or there's a little bracket on the back of the stove. And it keeps the stove from tipping over. In order to tip the stove, you have to pull it out about a foot and then tip it over. When a stove has the door open, especially if you put like your turkey or something on the stove, it's unstable. It can fall over on you.
Or if you pull the drawer, you know, the slider shelf out and you put in the turkey on that And then you got a pot of hot water on the top of the stove. Yeah. The whole thing can then just tip at you.
I actually had a client that I called this out. They thought because it wasn't expensive, it wasn't important. They had their first Thanksgiving over there with the whole family. They had hot grease, boiling water, stove door open turkey. Their 2-year-old daughter comes by.
Oh,
she's toddling.
No,
the whole thing fell over on her.
Second degree
burns over half her body.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to sue me. And I was
I
called it out. I'm sorry. You know,
but, I told you.
But
see, and that's and what are you looking at? Maybe $2 worth of parts?
Right. I mean, I had a new stove put in recently by a large appliance Stellar in this area, and the guys were putting it in, and the bracket was actually there, and they started to throw it out. And I go, "What you doing?" He goes, "Well, this is nothing." I go, "Yeah, it's the anti-tip bracket. That's expensive." Well, and I had to argue with him to put it in, So.
And it's a couple of screws.
Yeah.
And 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So can you pull the stove out to clean underneath it?
Sure.
Yeah.
How do you do it? I mean,
you just pull it out and.
It's like an L bracket that gets mounted to the wall, and then when you push the stove in, the foot goes underneath it.
Yeah.
So that way it just slides, it goes in and out.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very simple.
Happened with me when I had my stove installed about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do the anti-tip thing.
Right.
They, left it on the side.
Yeah, and not trying to come down on anybody, but installers are not necessarily the most highly trained guys,
Well, and they should be trained
in installing a stove.
Yeah.
It's a little piece of L bracket. What's that going to do? So they're in and out. It saves them 30 seconds and they're off. So, okay.
Number six, this is one of the two most probably dangerous things in your house. The first most dangerous, I'd say, is your water heater. And the second would be your garage door. Especially in old, the wooden garage doors, like you see on the North Shore, the big, big heavy ones.
Yep.
They have a counterbalance spring, that coil spring above. If you pull that little lever that releases your garage door from the opener, the door should stay right where it is. You should be able to move it, and it should stay where it is. If you pull the lever and the thing slams down, it's not adjusted properly, and you have to readjust them every 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the force with which the garage door closes, you want to test that every year and adjust it. There's a little screw on the garage door opener. I tell people, stick a 2x4 underneath where the garage door is going to go, flat. The garage door should come down, hit the 2x4, and reverse. Go ahead. Yes.
Thank you.
Question, Mr.
Hurt. I read this thing to test it on a roll of paper towels, because if you have a toddler, somebody crawling, that would give more of a...
Right. During the inspection, we usually use a small child, but sometimes people don't bring their kids.
Sometimes there isn't one handy.
Right.
So in that case, you might revert.
And I actually had an inspection that I was doing, and I pointed it out, and the buyer came back, and they put their BMW in the car, in the garage, rather, and they didn't put it in all the way.
Uh-huh.
The garage door came down and smashed the guy's hood on the BMW. So
yeah.
It's amazing, And I've had those where I pull it, and I almost lose a leg because the thing comes down.
Yeah, they come down like a guillotine sometimes.
Plus, you also want the photocells on the two sides, so if someone runs out while the door is moving, it'll stop it.
Right. Okay. And that's a basic service call any garage door company that's going to come out. You can try to do it by watching YouTube, but I would say call it. Those springs are extremely dangerous above the garage door.
Yes.
So you don't want to be messing with those if you don't know what you're doing.
Number seven, attached garage doors.
Wait, what was part of that one again? Garage doors, and what was the other half of that?
Water heaters.
Water heater.
Well, water heaters, that's general. I'll get to that later.
Okay.
Number seven is attached garages. If you have a garage that's attached to your house, the door between the garage and the house must be a 1-hour minimum fire-rated safety door, and it also must have an automatic closer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to call things out based on current national standards. That's National Fire Safety Code. I live in Skokie, and right across the street, Crawford is Evanston. Evanston does not have that requirement. Skokie does. So the local codes don't always reflect what's the best and the safest. I'm not trying to come down on them. They're political documents more than anything else.
Sure.
But you want to make sure that garage door will close automatically. You don't want carbon monoxide. You don't want fire coming in. You want to have a nice barrier between the garage and the house.
Yeah, but sometimes it's nice to open the garage door, and then you open that door to the house. You got a screen door on there, and you got a nice breeze blowing through.
And is that bad?
Or I love it when they put the dog door in the garage door opener.
So my parents, it's my mom should just put on recording, close the door.
Uh-huh.
because it's always a problem. And they have an attached garage, and it's always that door frequently doesn't close all the way. And so getting a closer
would solve that problem.
And you don't need the big overhead one. They sell spring hinges for like $20. You can put those in.
Can you bypass that? So, like, if you've got a bunch of things, it's Thanksgiving, and you're taking things that you've been storage in the garage, and
get a stopper.
Okay.
But I wouldn't do it, because you put a stopper there, people are going to stop it, and it's going to go all night, and then that's the night when you got a fire. It's just, you know, I know that safety things tend to make life a little bit inconvenient sometimes, but
there's a reason.
There's a reason for it. Yeah.
So are you saying that door should always 100% be closed? So I have a wood door, and then I have the one that has the automatic stopper, like a kind of screen door, but it's not a screen door.
And your garage?
Yeah.
Yeah, between.
Okay.
So this one's always going to stay closed, but the wood one sometimes is open, and I have the screen open.
Yeah, well, you should, first of all, if it's a fire door, it's a solid door.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you can tell, by the way, if it's a fire door, you open up the door and you look on the inside corner, you know, by the hinges, and there should be a little label there.
That was my next question. It says it's a fire door.
But does it always have to be, does the solid one always have to be closed if you're home? I mean,
technically it should.
And safely, yes. Mm-hmm. If you find it inconvenient, may you be blessed.
No, I just never thought about it. You know, if you're going in and out sometimes, I just leave it open. The one closes all the time, but, you know.
Yeah, the storm door, I mean, and that's
the
not.
Storm door, that's the, yeah.
But oh, so you have two doors is what you're saying. Oh, okay. Look,
and I see that a lot because, you know, people have a screen door on that door from the house to the garage because they leave the door open and you get a nice breeze blowing through. Yeah. And, you know, you open up other windows and then there's always a nice breeze blowing through.
Or they have garage parties, you know, stuff like that. As they say, you can lead a horse to the water, but you better take him outside afterwards.
So, and it's just something to think about that once that party's over, whatever it is, that you make sure that this closes. Okay, we got 2 minutes left. Run through the rest of your
lack of proper handrails. You have to have a graspable handrail. I see a lot of these buildings in Chicago that have the brick and the concrete steps with the flat things.
Right.
That's not a handrail. A handrail, you got to get your hand around so you can grasp it. Next is GFCIs. That's just electrical receptacle that keeps anti-shock. They should be in all areas where there's a ground, not where it's wet, where there's a ground. People started to think, well, gee, just because they're in kitchens and bathrooms, it's where it's wet. No, it's anywhere there's a ground, because that's where the electricity is going to go through you to get to if you get a short.
Unfinished basements, garages, outside, exterior, kitchens, bathrooms, laundry rooms.
That kind of stuff.
Yep.
Number 10. Improper water heater installation.
Okay. Run down that. We got a minute left here.
You've got a thing on the side of your water heater called a TPR valve, temperature pressure relief. If that opens, it's not going to be water that comes out. It's going to be live steam. So you want to have a metal pipe that goes down to within 6 inches of the floor, not a PVC pipe, and you don't want to hook it up to a garden hose or anything like that, because it'll just fly around and scald the skin right off your body.
Yep.
So anyway.
So the water heaters are probably one of the next most dangerous things in your house when it's not maintained. Right. And so you really need to pay attention to it and maintain it.
Right. Also, look at the top. The water heater is usually little plastic grommets around the pipes. If those look like they're partially melted, you're getting backdrafting. So have somebody look at that, because that's carbon monoxide, and that's not a good idea.
That's right. Will Decker, Decker Home Services, for all your home inspection needs. We appreciate your time today, buddy.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks Bye-bye. For coming in.
Thanks for the munchies.
Yeah. Thanks for the donuts, too, buddy. All right. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
Watch your cord there, Lisa. She's all strapped in. She's trying to walk around with her headphones still attached.
Mm-hmm. I've done that many times.
It doesn't work too good. All right, you can join us on Facebook Live right now. Brought to you in part by Roofers and Waterproofers Local 11, Smart 265, Mr. Floor, and Mag Erad. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And of course, you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611, and you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. There you go.
Why do you always say it after I say it?
Because I have to finish it.
Okay.
You said it, but that's cool.
But for you, it's incomplete.
Correct. Yeah.
It's verbally incomplete.
Yeah.
Even though you heard it.
Because it was in my brain because I read it. See? Yeah. So it's still there. So one other thing that Will said on his way out, too, was that the attic stairway is another thing that he sees. You know, the attic pull-down stairs? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will use that stuff, but the springs get out of adjustment. So sometimes they'll snap up or they won't stay up. And so you have to, there's a spring adjustment in there. Make sure those are secured properly. Because when you pull those down, if those springs aren't attached properly, they can come off. We got a squirrel crawling up the squirrel, Robbie. See, squirrel.
Oh,
right on the screen.
It's so cute.
Squirrel.
Well, now I know why my screens are weird. I bet that's happened to me. I can't figure out why on the third floor I have holes in my screens.
Uh-huh.
Unless it was hail. Anyway,
birds,
downstairs, birds. The stair things pulling
okay,
down.
So now when you pull birds. Down the stairs, make sure that it's balanced properly, that when you pull the steps and unfold them, that they hit the floor properly. They should be, that on the bottom, the angle should be cut so it sits on the floor flat. A lot of times I see where whoever installed it never cut the angle on the bottom side of the steps, so they don't sit flat on the floor. It's just on an edge, so and it can slide around a lot more. So you want to make sure that's done. And while you're at it, they make a cover for that to air seal it, because that's where the major amount of heat loss is in your home during the winter, is going up through that attic stairway. So they make covers for it that you can put around the perimeter of it, and it zips open and closed, and that will help a lot with keeping that air inside your house and not letting it go up into your attic. You can also make them out of foam. A lot of people just take some 2-inch foam, build a box, and make a top for it, and that works just as well too. So any one of those things you can do to your attic stair.
Thank you, Ron Cowgill.
You're welcome, Robbie Earhart. Hmm. So now what?
Lisa was going to talk. She said she had. Was I? Well, I was asking Will questions about my house.
Yeah.
You know, I do want to. I did have one thing to say to people, and that is, you know, Facebook just had this big, huge breach again.
Uh-huh.
So don't forget, log into your Facebook page, change your passwords.
Really?
Change anything else. You know, I'm bad about changing passwords. But so I had a couple friends post this week on Facebook. Not that it's related, but identity theft big time for one. One of my friends. So,
really?
You know, so just a little public service announcement to remind people to change your passwords. Nobody does, but go do it.
Everybody should.
Everybody should. Yep.
That's a pain in the butt.
It really is. Because then you have to fix your phone and your tab. It cascades.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere.
Yeah. But Facebook just, you know, yesterday there was a big announcement that, you know, I forget, 50 million people were compromised or something.
Yep, potentially.
So go out to Facebook. If you're listening right now, go do it right now. You're going to go to the little icon, the little drop down arrow on the far right side. And then the second thing, if you go to settings, then on the left, there's a little thing that says security and login. That's where your passwords are.
Right. So have you seen the one Google thing? I see this pop up now on Google, is that they will manage all of your sign-ins and stuff.
Yeah, there's a few password like warehouses.
Have you tried any of those?
No, but I need to, because right now I have an Excel sheet with all my passwords, which of course is great when somebody gets to my computer and finds them all, because it's just so convenient now to log into everything.
And of course the file is named passwords.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, passwords. Yeah, of course it is.
What's wrong, Randall?
So those hackers that are listening.
Yeah. Leave Lisa alone, please.
Leave me alone. I'm trying to give a public service announcement.
So is that any worse than just keeping it all the same and just using one password for everything?
That's a great question. I mean, I guess that it's, if people found, what are the odds of people finding my, but you know, I mean, it happens and you know, I don't know how people get to stuff, but if you're that smart, don't be mean.
You know what?
Be smart and contribute. Don't be mean.
A partial news report as I was driving in on this station. So I don't know if you guys heard it.
During the news break?
Yeah, before the show started.
Yeah.
But they put 50 kids in a room and they gave them a made up
Florida State something website.
Yes.
And within 10 minutes, an 11-year-old girl hacked
into a voter
and was able to change votes.
Really?
Yeah. Within 10 minutes.
Wow.
11 years old. So, and they said every child was able to do it. 50 children, every single one was able to do it. The fastest was within 10 minutes and was able to change votes in Florida.
Think of it this way, Robbie. They're now teaching coding in like middle school.
Oh, yeah.
Like computer coding. So, yeah, I mean, the kids now.
Hey, Randall, can you speak into your microphone?
I am speaking into my microphone. Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, and high five.
I hope that makes up for my earlier faux pas, Robbie.
Mic
am
drop.
I back in your good graces
I'm
now?
I'm out of here. You are Team Robbie all the way.
Mic drop.
Best thing ever.
All right, you're on the list too now.
For those who didn't see it, this is how Randall's talking. So Lisa.
He's leaning like 10 feet back from his microphone, which he yells at Robbie when she's 3 inches off of hers. That was fun.
But
that was
awesome. Okay. Here's the thing. My voice booms. Yours doesn't.
Excuses.
Anyway.
Okay.
You were saying about hackers.
Oh, I was just saying that.
Coding. I'm sorry.
It's that your kids are being taught coding now in middle school. So, hopefully defense gets more, but there are going to be more people that are going to know how to do this at like 10 and 11 and 12.
Yep. Yeah. And if they're bored at home, more reason for them to go outside and play baseball. Go ride your bike. Go do something. Kick the kids outside. Let them go do something. Keep them away from that stuff.
That's there like a go. Sixth grader. An 11-year-old can go in and hack a government website.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I know. So.
Crazy.
And probably did it with a cell phone sitting, right?
I don't know.
Not even a full-on, like, computer. So, I don't know. So setting up your Wi-Fi and putting up your firewalls and stuff at home, I guess maybe that's pretty important. But changing your passwords, there's where we got started on
that. Yes, that was my little contribution to the show.
Yeah, change your passwords and make sure that, unless you don't have Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, then you don't need to worry about it, right?
Well, you probably have passwords to other stuff. But in this instance, the timeliness of this is just because Facebook was once again compromised.
Correct.
So you should do it on a frequent basis. Uh-huh. Like I do not, but I did today during the show.
Really?
During the show.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Now I can't get into anything, but that's just predictable.
Exactly. All right. So from that, now what are you going to talk about, Robbie? Do we have like an email or something to cover?
Well, I wanted to talk about, I was hoping that some people would call with some tips for clutter clarity.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going to be giving a little talk at an event where people are talking about downsizing, moving their home and downsizing with Beth Franken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she's going to be, she's now a realtor.
Right.
And she's giving a talk about downsizing and she wanted me to talk about how to help people downsize. And what I was hoping is that for the next segment, people would call in at 877-711-5611 and talk about things that helped you when you were downsizing your home, when you were moving, maybe to a retirement community, maybe your children all left the nest and you moved to a smaller place, whatever it is. Do you have any things that really helped you out when you were in this process? I could steal all your ideas.
Uh-huh. And then make them sound like they're your own when you go to give this talk.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's crazy whenever
that's market research.
Yeah. Whenever I read anything about clutter tips and stuff, it's the same stuff over and over.
Everything's rehashed.
Yeah. And it makes me crazy because there are all these books written, hold every object in your hand. If you love it, keep it. Really?
But there's problems with that. Because there's people that love everything they pick up.
Right.
And they have problems, so.
I tell people all the time, like when you're doing like, say, a closet, empty the entire closet.
Mm-hmm.
Then put it all back. And people wrote a book about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so they're listening to the show, taking your tips, and then writing books about it.
Writing books about it. But it's just there is, there. everything, you know, the good housekeeping, the red book, the woman's day, you know, it's all the same tips over and over. Get matching hangers. Really? I've read that 500 million times.
Why do I need matching
hangers?
How on
earth does that help?
Thank Are you. You kidding? Lisa, you're
matching
now
hangers.
Team Randall.
I think I just went to Team Ron, actually, because yeah, we're in
who
agreement
cares?
Here. Why do your hangers need to be matching?
Oh, it just hurts my head.
I mean, mine are all similar sizes. So, okay. So
no, I don't even have that. I don't care. I got,
so here's the
I got
cool
black
thing.
Plastic, so white, metal.
My grandpa made my hangers, so they don't match. So what he did, so when he was older and he was bored to death because he was a hard worker, he was a carpenter, worked with his hands his whole life. So he needed something to do, like while he's watching TV. So people would give him those nasty metal hangers from the dry cleaner, mm-hmm. and he would put two of them together, and then he would like tie like knots and stuff with yarn.
Yep.
And then so all of my hangers are yarn covered. They're all. They all look different, but they're the same size. Does that count?
That's fine.
Okay, that counts.
That's acceptable.
Whew. Am I back that on is. Team Robbie?
Yes. It's when you have the ones from the dry cleaner, and then you have the big tubular plastic ones, and then yep. you have the icky long plastic ones, and then you have some with the long neck, like the giraffe neck, and then you have the nice ones with the little like velvet.
But then you
it.
Also have the pants ones that clip onto the pants. I've got those in there. Everything you've named, I've got in my closet so far.
But people don't have a lot of room in their closet. If you all get the thin ones, which are really not that expensive if you go to like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, but the hangers don't sit tight together because the clothes hold the hangers apart. So what's the difference?
But if you just, you walk in, trust me, I have never had anybody tell me that it didn't look a million times better afterwards.
It's my closet. Who cares?
Oh, people care. It's just a beautiful thing.
Nobody goes in my closet.
It's a beautiful thing. Hey, Ron's boss, I'll come over. I'll take care of it.
No.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can join us on Patreon, patreon.com/MightyHouse. And for $1 a month, you'll be entered in for a chance to win some Klein tools. This month is the hybrid pliers, and that will be closing, I believe, Monday, the 1st. So go to Patreon, patreon.com/MightyHouse. And you can sign up right there and have a chance to win those Klein Tool pliers. Next month, we'll select another Klein Tool for you to win. So every month, we'll be giving away those some Klein Tools. So go to patreon.com/MightyHouse. You want to sign up for the newsletter? Go to MightyHouse.net. Click on the Mighty House Contact Us page and sign up right there. And we will send you out a newsletter every month, every week. You'll know what's going on with the show coming up that Saturday, and you'll have links to all of the information right there. You can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611, and you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. It's Clutter Clarity time. So we want to put out a plea for calls one more time, Robbie?
Yes. If anybody wants to give us a call at 877-711-5611, excuse me, and let me know what was the greatest thing that helped you when you downsized your home or packed or moved or anything. But,
right.
you know, anything that helped you out, we'd like to hear about it.
Like a match?
Yeah, like a match.
That would do good. Everything goes out the window into a pile in the back and with a match.
And we have to bring Will Decker back. I don't think that's the solution we need.
No.
That sounds like a not safe solution.
But effective.
But effective. You'll move faster.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? This Clutter Clarity is powered by Mr. Floor Cleaning Products. Are you ready, Robbie?
I am.
Okay, here we go. Right here, right now. Oh, okay, good. Do you have a disarrangement disorder, can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
From this prison, Lord, help me get away. 'Cause only you can save me now from this misery. I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? Know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven?
Lord, can you tell me?
All right, what I can tell you is Clutter Clarity is powered by Mr. Floor. Mr. Floor cleaning products are all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
Jeff had a comment?
Jeff does have a comment. You want to go straight to the phone?
Let's hear it.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on. Beep, beep, beep. He's not there. What'd you do? Hang up on him again, Randall?
It's all my fault.
Okay.
All right. Well, then let me just tell you some of the things that I found the last couple days helping people organize their homes. So last week we were talking a lot about expired foods.
Yeah.
And what I did is I looked up, like a lot of people have cake mixes, bread mixes, you know, pastry kind of things. And so,
Floury mixes.
And there was a report not too long ago about people being poisoned, and in one case, a child died because there was mold in the old pancake mix.
Ooh.
And that is very true. It was a fact. The person had allergies to mold, so that contributed to it.
Ugh.
Seems like, though, if you would cook it good enough, then you'd kill all that mold.
I don't know, and I don't know if it was just from inhaling the mix. But what I've learned is they're saying if it's sealed in a plastic, you know, the whatever the bag is inside the box and never been opened, then it should last a long time. I don't want to say indefinitely.
Right.
Don't sue me. But if you have something, you know, that's Best Buy 2014 and you open it up and it's either just in the box or it's not in a sealed plastic bag, toss it. Just be safe and toss it. So I found people or a person this week, and they had a lot of, you know, things. Not the person you're thinking of. It was another person.
Oh.
And so I'm holding stuff up. I'm like, you know, this is from 2013. This is from 2014. They're like, oh, it's still good. It's still good. It's still good. And they're moving. And again, not your person.
Uh-huh.
Another person. And I'm like, okay, this has been in your cabinet for 4 years. You haven't opened it in 4 years. You haven't looked at it. You know,
it expired 4 years ago is what you're saying.
Best Buy.
But she could have bought it 2 years prior to
that. Right, right. So Best Buy date. I'm like, and now you want to pack it up and move it. So the expense of me organizing it, you packing it. You
paying
know,
somebody to carry
paying
it.
Paying someone to do it. This has been in your house for, you know, 2 to 6 years. You haven't used it. So I'm not saying throw it away, although you could. You know, give it to somebody else who might use it. It's so frustrating. No, it's still good. It's still good, yes, but you don't use it.
Yeah.
We don't drink coffee anymore, but we might have somebody come to the house one day and drink that coffee.
Uh-huh.
No, you're not.
Exactly. Honestly, I cannot tell you when's the last time I served coffee in my house. My husband drinks coffee. You know, we have like the holiday parties. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you the last time I made a pot of coffee for anybody.
Really?
Really?
What, you have instant?
No,
you don't have to. Like, people don't have to have whatever they want whenever they come over.
And it doesn't seem to be the thing anymore. You know, I don't go to a lot of places where, like, who wants me to make coffee? You know, once in a while you'll get somebody like, I'll have, you know, a cup of coffee. But anyway, so they're saving, you know, Best Buy coffee that potentially they're never going to use.
But Folgers freeze-dried's got to last forever.
There you go.
That's got to last forever. It's freeze-dried.
So now when you're moving, all right, so what about, like, do libraries take books?
Libraries Some libraries take books. Some libraries are just inundated with things like that. So I just, I'm sorry, I wanted to mention one other thing. Pillows.
Pillows?
Yellowed, stained pillows.
Randall.
Why are you pointing at me?
Need to go.
Drool-saturated pillows?
Yeah, so I was at a new-to-me store called At Home. It's like a Marshalls. Yeah. It's humongous.
Love them. And they're so affordable.
Yeah, so I walked in the door. The first thing I see is a sale on pillows, 2 for $6, like bed pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, I know some people need special firmness or whatever pillows. 2 for $6. Oh, my gosh. So I tell people, I'm like, look, this pillow is flat. So the rule on pillows is if you can fold it in half and it stays there, you toss it because it's not, you know,
fluffy enough.
It's not supporting anymore. So if it folds in half, I say if you take the pillowcase off and it's yellow, that's that's my test. $3 a pillow. Really?
Yeah.
So you could use that pillow for packing material. You could, you know, put it on the bottom of a box and then put your...
For breakables.
Right. Your breakables on top of it with the bubble wrap and stuff. But please, people, $3. Buy yourself a new pillow.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I've come off sounding really...
Snobbish.
Snobbish.
You really do, yeah.
It's just my radio personality.
Well, I think
my own personality is not.
Okay, Trixie.
I would never talk like this to a client and go, you know what? This kind of pillow looks a little old. Maybe, can I buy you a new pillow?
That was my great-grandmother's feather pillow.
Then go have it sanitized. Take it to the dry cleaner. They will take out all the down and sanitize that down for you.
Yeah, then
it's $1 million.
That sounds more expensive.
All right, it's $1 million.